WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Record-breaking numbers of travelers preparing to hit the road and take to the skies this Memorial Day weekend. 44 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home. FAA Chairman Michael Whitaker.
We're watching the weather very closely. It's thunderstorm season. We've got storms from Tennessee all the way up, or from Texas all the way up to Maine. So we're going to be working with the airlines to get them through those storms safely.
Storms leaving 5 people dead in Iowa after tornadoes touched down. They are still cleaning up there. Nearly 3 dozen people were hurt. In northern Mexico, 9 people were killed and more than 60 hurt when a stage collapsed in strong winds. That happened at a political rally. The Justice Department is expected to file a new lawsuit today against Ticketmaster and Live Nation for the alleged monopoly the DOJ says the company has on live music events. China holding military drills around Taiwan, punishment China says for independent forces on the island. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Portage High School will be hosting 2 major Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association sporting events on Thursday, with more than 100 competitors and thousands of spectators expected to bring heavy traffic to the city. Portage residents and businesses should expect heavy traffic and congestion Thursday beginning around 1 p.m., especially on the north side of town near the high school. The school district will be releasing students from school early on Thursday to accommodate the anticipated influx of people and traffic. A spokesperson for Madison Gas and Electric said it could take multiple days to restore power to the tens of thousands of customers that lost service after Tuesday night's severe storms. More than 250 separate outages impacted more than 42,000 customers, making it one of the largest outages in Madison Gas and Electric history. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the southwest at only about 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high right around 76. Hey, take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
99.7. Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
There is Jump, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 7 now. Finn, good morning. How are you on this beautiful Friday Eve?
Good morning, Maddie. One closer step to the weekend, this big weekend, you know? I mean, we're getting kind of stoked for that, aren't we? Come on.
Right? I think so. Now, I have to ask, do you guys have big plans for the Memorial Day weekend at your home, or are you going to just kind of keep it quiet, low-key, maybe do some grilling if Mother Nature cooperates, all that good stuff?
Hopefully there'll be some grilling. The teenager's going to be in the cities, actually, spending the weekend with his big brothers. So it'll just be me and Chris. So hopefully, yeah, we want to kind of make a road trip and go do something. But we'll see, you know.
Yeah, well, that sounds fun.
How about you? You got any big plans?
You know, for right now, we've talked about a couple things. You know, it's been our long-awaited dream of going to the Minocqua area and doing like a UTV for the day on the trails. We've talked about doing that over the last couple of seasons, and then the seasons change or the weather gets bad or it gets too cold too quickly and we haven't been able to do it. It actually looks relatively nice in Minocqua. We have some chances for rain down in this area, but they have a couple of days where the rain chances are a little less and it looks like there might be a little bit more sunshine. So if, you know, the prodigal son wants to pack up and come with us, he can do that. And Dexter, he's totally on board for that kind of stuff. So, yeah. You know, and then it's just finding somebody who can come over and let Aspen out to go potty a couple of times during the day.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah, sure. It'd just be like a day up and a day back. It'd probably be a late day, but nonetheless, yeah. I think it'd be a whole lot of fun. Just something a little bit different and to get out and enjoy Mother Nature. Now, I'll have to take a whole lot of allergy medicine in order to make it happen. But that's fine. That's fine. Uh-huh. No big deal.
Sometimes you just got to do what you can do just to go do something else.
That's
right.
Corey's like, well, make sure your seat belted in, because then if you get too high from your Allegra, then we can make sure you don't fall out of the sides of the UTV. I was like, oh, that's love right there. That's what I call love, making sure you just don't leave me behind on a trail somewhere in the woods. That's spectacular. They're thinking about me at least, though. So there is
for you.
Oh, man. Now, anything fun yesterday? Music lessons, I know, for Phoenix. So how is violin going for him?
Well, it's going good for him. Wow. Well, this is the parent being supportive.
Yes.
No, he's doing great. Again, we've talked about this before. He hasn't really been playing that long, but he's tackling some of these musical pieces that are kind of... He's doing what I'm doing with Shakespeare. That's what he's doing with music. And it's mind-boggling how he can wrap his brain around it. But again, I'm going to say... Violin practice, man... Wow.
There are some notes that aren't always in agreement with the ear, aren't there?
It's so loud. I mean, I have guitars and amplifiers here in my office, and I could crank it out. It still would not be as loud as that violin is. It's crazy.
Just think, though, someday when he puts it all together, it's going to be magical and wonderful, and then you hope that all of the time spent with your ears bleeding, in some instances,
was
not all.
So worth it.
It was worth it. Uh-huh. That's right. Or he plays for more than, 4 minutes after he actually quits lessons, because
we all know teenagers, they all abandon stuff so quickly if they get bored with it. But he's all
they're as fickle as Mother Nature,
teenagers,
let's be honest. And they can change their mind just as quick. So
it was just one of those days where just time went by so fast because so much stuff going on.
I know. I can relate to that one, because Dexter had his drum lessons in Baraboo. We came home. I had all intentions of going to Madison to Taekwondo. About an hour before we were supposed to leave, he comes out and he goes, can I wait to start going to those general classes until I work on some of the patterns here a little bit myself? His instructor gave him a website where he can go to watch all of these Taekwondo patterns as you move through each belt and each rank. And that's essentially, you have to know all of those in order to get your black belt. And we're in no rush to do that. So Dexter's cool. But Dexter's one of those people who has to feel prepared, especially in a group. You know, he's like, if I'm going to walk out there with my red belt and black stripe, he's like, not everybody knows that I took time off. I want to know that I look like I've got something going on here. So he's like, I really want to do the general classes because Master Embo says I have to. There's that part of it. But he said, I also want to look like, you know, I deserve my rank when I walk out there. So he wants to work on some of them at home. And I totally understand that.
Yeah.
He's like, but I will go. But he's like, I've got to get these down a little bit better. And, you know, the other day he practiced, and obviously going all the way back to his white belt pattern, you know, when he's many, many belts removed from the white belt pattern, it wasn't pretty. It's the easiest of all the patterns, but it's kind of like, you know, Phoenix playing violin and practicing. I was watching it, and you try to be supportive. Well, dude, it really wasn't that bad. Now, Dexter is a realist. He looks at me and he goes, really? He goes, why don't you just pretend like I'm 4 years old and I just finished my green beans on my plate? He's like, it was awful, and we both know it was awful. I said, well, it's going to come back to you at some point. Yeah. So at least he's a realist, though, and I don't have to, hide my actual feelings with him.
Right.
I said, you know, you're right. It was pretty not great. But I said, it'll get there. So you all you can do is go up from here is essentially where we left that conversation.
At least you can't burst the bubble. That's what we're talking right? about. And we all know that with the teenagers, you can't really force them into right. doing something. They don't want to. If they don't want right. to do it, you just, yeah, they don't want
to
do it.
So he's getting there. And then it was good, though, that Dexter didn't go to Taekwondo because we had puppy school. And we don't have puppy school later this week because the Memorial Day holiday. And then, of course, our puppy trainer is going on his own personal vacation, which is much, much deserved all of next week. So I was kind of glad because it would have been over a month before we got back to class. And so Aspen, she was a little out of practice last night. Let's put it like that. And she has discovered that her training treats that I make for her out of just real meat baked with an egg in there, kind of mixed and then in little chunks, are really, really delicious. And I'm going to do whatever I have to get into that bag that you wear to get them, even if it means I don't listen and I stand up and just put my whole head in the bag to get a treat. That's pretty much where we were last night. She definitely had a mind of her own last night. Yes. Her and I kind of went around and around a couple times because a couple times I looked at her. I'm like, seriously, you've been in this class the longest out of all of these dogs. There was a 4-month-old puppy who was doing way better than Aspen was last night. And I was like, seriously, this is how this is happening tonight. All right, that's fine. That's
motivated
fine.
By food yet again.
I kind of get it, though. If you put chocolate in front of my face, I'm probably going to stick my whole head in a bag, too, to get more. So I totally feel her. So I can't really fault her for that one. Now, big news on the music side here this morning. And no, New Kids on the Block did not release yet another new song, Blockheads, although that would be very exciting as well. This is one that we all kind of saw coming, especially Finn, you and I, who have talked a lot about these.
We've been complaining about it for a while now.
Yes, yes. And according to several media reports, the U.S. Justice Department is going to file an antitrust lawsuit today so that they can break up Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Now, the DOJ says that Live Nation has used unfair means to squash competition in the live event ticketing industry. And if you've ever been to any sort of live event, whether that's a sporting event or a concert, well, you're probably going to agree with the DOJ. Back in 2010, when Live Nation merged with Ticketmaster, the company actually promised the DOJ that it wouldn't punish concert venues that use competing ticket platforms. They might not have been entirely honest in that moment. Really, you think? Ticketmaster actually owns between 70% and 80% of the market for primary ticket sales right now in the United States. And when this is all said and done, that might not be the case anymore. I think this is intriguing. And we talked about it just a few weeks ago. I said I was happy that at least somebody with more power than the average person was taking a look at this. Now, did I expect them to file an antitrust lawsuit so quickly? Absolutely not, because we know there's a lot of quagmire in Washington, D.C., right? But I was a little shocked to hear those reports yesterday. Do I agree with it? Absolutely. Because as we've talked, the ticketing practices in this country are ridiculous.
And we all know it's been worse since Live Nation. Come on.
Oh, of course. Of course. And they haven't really made anything better. I mean, maybe they've given us more opportunities, but where they've been giving us those more opportunities, they've also been charging us a whole lot more, including some really stupid astronomical fees, you know, like a service fee, a cleaning fee, you know, a tax upon a tax. I mean, there's all sorts of things that get added on to those.
It literally is a tax
prices.
Upon a tax. It really is.
Yeah.
I just bought concert tickets just a few weeks ago, and the service fees were, we all know.
Stupid.
It's stupid.
It's stupid. Like, if your tickets are $120, you might as well add at least $100 more onto each ticket with Live Nation. And maybe sometimes, depending on the artist, even more than that, because I feel like it varies depending on the artist, the popularity of the concert, and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, those fees are not the same straight across the board when you go to get them.
It's funny because you look at your ticket prices, and if it's an artist that, say, is not Bruce Springsteen or Taylor Swift,
right,
you look at those ticket prices and you go, okay, that's not so bad. Okay.
I can do that. Yeah.
But then you get them into your basket and you're ready to check out, and then you see all of the service fees and you're like, oh man, what, how did this? And this is one of those things.
Double what I just planned,
exactly,
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And this is one of those dumb things for me anyway. I'm the one that's being dumb, because I feel like on this particular issue, I'm so anxious about it that it's like, well, you're going to try? No, just let's just make this happen. Okay,
right.
Let's do this now. Sever these ties and come,
yeah.
You know, and you and I have been complaining about it for so long, and we just recently brought up the topic of where Taylor Swift fans are flying mm-hmm. overseas.
Because it's cheaper.
Overseas, because it's cheaper for them to go see a show in London or wherever than yep. it is here in the States.
You got to think about that, though, for a minute. I mean, truly think about that for a minute. It is cheaper to buy an overseas plane ticket, hotel for a couple of nights, plus your concert tickets and your food, than it is to just buy your tickets outright here in the United States to see her perform on stage. I mean, really think about that for a minute, people, because that is crazy talk when you start putting it into those terms. And so it's going to be interesting to see where this goes, what happens. I'm assuming there's going to be probably some sort of settlement at some point with this. And I would think that with a lawsuit against them, Live Nation's going to have to relent a little bit. And it's going to be fascinating.
We hope.
Well, you know, they've got some high-powered lawyers. Well, D.C., let's hope, has some high-powered lawyers. And we'll see where this all lands in the middle at some point. But
what do you think the tipping point was? Because this has been brewing for a while.
I think the Swifties. I honestly think the Swifties. I mean, I hate to keep coming back to Taylor Swift, but those Swifties have some power. And when they are literally going to social media and creating the type of firestorm that they did all over Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat, and you get that sort of blowback from a huge fan base that's literally bringing in millions of dollars to local economies, and sometimes we're talking not millions but billions with a B, depending on how many days she was in that particular area. I mean, you know, you're talking about a lot of money that the people are losing or complaining about. Yeah. And so I think honestly it was the Swifties. So if anything is done here at this point about Live Nation and Ticketmaster, I think that as hard as it is for some people to swallow, I think you have to thank the young Swiftie fans of the world.
You could be right about that. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and then after the Swifties got so vocal about it, that's when you started hearing some of the other artists come out and say, yeah, this is ridiculous. We're not going to put our tickets up on Live Nation. We're not going to do this because these fees are ridiculous. And so I really think, though, it was the Swifties. And I know that's hard for a lot of us old folks to you know, wrap our heads around. But I really think it was them who at least started the conversation about what was going on with some of these ticket prices and things.
If that's the case, I myself am not a Swiftie, but if that's the case,
right?
I'm grateful for the Swifties.
Exactly. So I'm excited to see where this goes. Let's put it like that. I don't know where it's going to end up. I don't know how long it's going to take. I was just excited that somebody with some sort of authority and power was looking into it a few weeks ago. So the fact that now we're seeing an actual lawsuit, I'm down for it, because this has gotten to be a monopoly, and we know how monopolies go in this country. Not very far, very long. So we'll see if DC's influence can change some of this stuff. I'm all for it, because everybody wants to go to a great concert every now and then, right?
Unfortunately, like playing devil's advocate, unfortunately, some of these corporations get so big. They're so huge. They're so powerful that even our own government, you know, struggles to defeat them.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
That's crazy. It's insane.
Absolutely. No, I'm right there with you. So we'll see how this one plays out, though. But it's going to be an interesting one to watch. And, you know, it might be, you know, how much I love politics. Even this kind of stuff is always intriguing to me. So this might be one of those things today that I actually watch the live stream on, because I want to see what they lay out in this particular lawsuit for Live Nation and Ticketmaster. And then watching their response is going to be fascinating as well.
We shall see.
But if we could get ticket prices to the point where they're, you know, like in Europe, that would be pretty cool, because they don't have all of the fees tacked on. Of course, they have taxes and things. Every country does. But they don't have, you know, the fee upon the fee upon the fee.
What were the last tickets that you and Corey bought?
That would have been Nathaniel Rateliff last year. That would have been the last set of tickets. Yeah.
Those ticket prices probably weren't too bad.
They were, oh gosh, even for Nathaniel Rateliff, I think for three tickets, we paid upwards into the 350s, probably.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. And it's Nathaniel Rateliff. He's not Taylor Swift. He's one of my favorites, but I get it. But even for Nathaniel Rateliff, for an outdoor show at a pavilion, it was not cheap. It was not
cheap.
He
is becoming more popular, though.
He is.
He's gaining more of an audience now than even a few years ago.
But still, $350 for three people to go see him, it still shouldn't be that much. And again, I think by the time we got done, there was at least $75 in fees added on to the total price tag. So we would have been under $300 for three tickets. But by the time you add on all the fees, we were well into the $350s. So.
And what's crazy about that, Maddie, that's a true example of ticket prices and how far we've fallen down. Because this would have been, it probably would have been about 20 years ago. I spent about that same amount for tickets to see Peter Gabriel in the cities. It was about that same amount. And we had third row, I think.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, that just shows you how, you know,
we weren't third row. Let me tell you. I mean, we weren't, you know, back in nosebleeds, but we weren't in third row either. We had some really decent seats right on the end of the aisle, but still it wasn't $350 worth. Let's put it like that. So I am fascinated by this one, and I am skeptically optimistic about the whole thing.
I'm the same way.
If that makes sense. So we'll see what happens as this one makes its way through the DOJ and into the court systems here. Taking a look at our forecast right now, mostly sunny today, 77 for a high. Already a great start to the morning. It's beautiful out there. Mostly clear down to 55 tonight, then mostly cloudy tomorrow. We do have some scattered showers and thunderstorms, though, through much of tomorrow. 76 for a high. Right now, it is 50. The morning show here on Max FM, sponsored by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stunt performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's WildWestDinnerShow.com. That's Sneaky Pete's WildWestDinnerShow.com. Yeehaw!
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
Big deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
7:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. We're all excited for another weekend, and especially that extra day with Memorial Day in there. It's Prince now. I Would Die For You on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:34 right now, and Finn, today is National Lucky Penny Day. So it's possible that you're going to come across a lucky penny on the ground either today or at some other point.
Are we going to talk urinals again?
We're not. We're not. Okay. But it is along the same vein, because half of us, it turns out, would not bother even picking up a penny if we saw one on the ground. We talked about that yesterday. I usually leave them. I didn't when my kids were little, because they always thought that was kind of fun to find any sort of money on the ground.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of like, whatever. Yeah. A new poll asked people, what's the smallest value single coin you'd pick up on the street? Well, 50% said that they're not above picking up a penny, which shouldn't be shocking because you mentioned the urinal talk yesterday. 13% of men said that they'd grab a penny out of a urinal. So 50% picking up a penny off the ground. This should not be shocking to anybody. 11% of people would pass on a penny but would pick up a nickel. 6% more would do it for a dime. 13% would stop for a quarter. And another 3% said it would have to be larger than a quarter if they're even going to bother. Now, we're talking coins only. So these people think they're going to come across a rare half dollar coin laying on the ground or something. Unless it fell out of somebody's collection, that's probably not going to happen. Just saying. I mean, quarter is probably as big as you're going to get unless you happen to find a dollar coin laying out there. But, you know, whatever. Stranger things in this world, right? 10% say they would not pick up any coin on the street. As for picking up a penny, There's a huge difference based on a person's age, by the way. 68% of people 65 and older would pick up a penny compared to just 27% of young adults between the ages of 18 and 29. See, I might be old, Finn, but my mind still says I'm young, according to this particular poll. That may have less to do with the value and more to do with younger people being more invested in digital currency. They're less likely than older folks to carry cash, especially spare change. Yeah, I never have spare change. Like if you shop at Aldi, I have to have like an Aldi quarter, like two or three of them just in my wallet all the time because I never have any money to otherwise. Like we don't carry cash with us. We haven't in a really long time.
There are times where the people that are behind you waiting to check out, they're grateful for that because there are those moments where you go to the store and you get somebody that's going to pay with the exact amount and the exact change and that'll be $20.57. Oh, wait a second. I've got the 57. No, come on, no, please.
Just run a card. And here's the thing. I know some people are really adamant about not having cards for anything, and that's cool. I totally respect that. I wish I could do that. I guess I'm just not responsible enough to have money on me because I just, I spend it on stupid stuff. The only time we actually ever have cash is if we go somewhere like a fair or a concert or something like that. Then we'll always stop and get cash so that, you don't always have to run the card.
Farmers market.
Yes, because sometimes you run into vendors that don't take cards, especially if they're smaller like that. And they don't want to take a check either. And then that really upsets the people waiting behind you if you have to write out
a check.
And
it always inevitably seems like it's when you're in a rush, when you're in a hurry, then it's, oh boy, it's a check or the exact amount, the exact change. And so let me ask you this, because I know you're a germaphobe. So if you see a quarter on the street, are you picking it up?
Not usually. No, I don't usually pick things like that up. Okay. I just leave them. I figure, you know what? If I leave them, then maybe somebody else needed it way more than I did at that particular point in time. That's usually how I look at it because I guess I don't really like change. So, in fact, this sounds ridiculous. And whoever's listening this morning, you can definitely text and make fun of me. When I do put quarters for like Aldi or something or vending machines in my wallet, if we're doing any traveling, I do actually wipe down my money because money is actually really disgusting as far as how many germs there are on it.
When you think about it,
there's a lot of people who have touched it and you have no idea who's touched it and where its journey has been. And I think, honestly, this also sounds ridiculous. I also think the journey of money is interesting because it's printed and then think of how many places it makes its way around and across and until it comes into your wallet or your hand. So I also find that a little fascinating and interesting because, three degrees of separation kind of thing. But at the same time, it's pretty gross at the all together when you think about it as well. Now, I do think it's always kind of fun to find a coin that, was printed in like the 1960s or something like that.
Sure.
I do think that's kind of cool, but it already has to be in my possession. I'm not going to go searching for it.
I'm not picking up a penny off the ground. That's not happening. A nickel, it's not going to happen. Maybe a quarter, I guess.
Maybe. Now, I have to ask, though, eliminating just coins from this discussion, what's the biggest amount of money you have ever found laying on the ground?
I have found a $5 bill, I believe. Okay. That's the biggest I've found.
Okay. We have found actually a $50 bill. And
whoa.
It was, we were at I believe we were at some sort of festival. And I happened to just look over and there was 50 bucks laying on the ground. Now, you do the responsible thing, right? Where you go around to all the people standing there. Did you lose a 50? Did you lose a 50? Did you lose a 50? If they would have said yes, they could have been stealing it from me. I would have felt better. It would have been fine. At least I could have said they had their money back, but nobody claimed it. And we ended up keeping the money because we did an exhaustive search for like 20 minutes because we were like, well, it's 50 bucks. Yeah. We wanted to make sure if somebody lost it, they did get it back. Nobody in the general vicinity said it was theirs. We asked, some of the vendors that were set up. They hadn't had anybody come up and, oh my gosh, I don't have $50. So we ended up keeping the money. But we did do a very exhaustive search.
It's cool that those people were honest. That's cool. I would much rather find Like when you have a winter coat or something that you put away.
Oh, even and then a you're buck going in your pocket the, is exciting, isn't
like,
it?
Win.
Feels like you won the lottery. You're like, oh, I didn't know I had a dollar. Not that you can buy much with just a dollar these days, but you're very
excited. More than
excited.
A penny.
exactly. You're very excited about finding that $1 in your pocket. So keep your eyes open today, people. National Lucky Penny Day. Pick it up. Don't pick it up. I don't know if there's a rule about not picking it up. Does that bring you bad luck? I have no idea.
I don't know.
But you know, on a Lucky Penny Day, maybe you roll the dice and you pick up that penny and you keep it for you know, safekeeping or something. I have no idea. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Beautiful today. Some rain and thunderstorms on the way for tomorrow. We're going to talk about that in more detail with Sean Cable. Plus, we'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Season comes to an end for the Thunderbird softball team last night as they fall to Sun Prairie West at home. 11-3 ends up being the final. T-Birds actually held the lead 1-0 heading into the fourth inning, but then 8 runs off of 6 hits crossed the dish in that fourth inning for Sun Prairie West. And that obviously was the difference there. 11-3, the final. Sun Prairie West moving on to face Sun Prairie East now. Those next round matchups will be today. Verona is going to meet Holman, as those two teams were victorious yesterday. Also in Sectional 3 for Division 1, it's number 3 Middleton going against La Crosse Central, as the number 6 seed was able to get the win over Wanakee 7-1 yesterday. And Toma and DeForest will also meet today. In Sectional 3, 4 Division 2, Sauk Prairie has their season come to an end as well, as Mount Horeb gets the 10-0 win in 5 innings yesterday. With that, the Vikings will move on to face the Chiefs of Wisconsin Dells after an 8-7 tight victory over Reedsburg this past evening. On the other side of that bracket, number 2 Portage gets a 6-2 win over La Crosse Logan, and number 3 West Salem also advances with a 9-2 win. All those matchups will be again played out today. Division 3 for Sectional 3, Lodi got the win 7-5 over Bigfoot. With that, they'll now meet Broadhead tonight. And then also in Division 3 for Sectional 3, number 5 Adams Friendship got the win 7-5. They'll now meet Prairie du Chien today. Winner of that one takes on the winner between River Valley and Lancaster. Lancaster got the upset 7-4 win over Westfield this past evening. There's also boys golf regionals yesterday. Holman was the site for some of the area schools. Baraboo as a team finishes 5th of the event, 3 strokes behind Onalaska for the 4th spot. Holman, Toma, and Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, the top 3 finishing schools. La Crosse Central, Logan, Sparta, and Reedsburg, the next finishing teams. Baraboo did have some individual qualifiers, though, as Tyler Poker able to advance for the Thunderbirds. The senior shot a round of 81 to finish 5th for the event.
He'll be joined by his sophomore teammate, John Moon, as he's able to advance on with a round of 86. Reedsburg's Brecken Johnson also advances on individually. The sophomore shot an 85 for the day. Lake Wisconsin Golf Course was the host for the Sauk Prairie Regional. Eagles able to advance on as a team with a round of 315 that finished third behind Middleton and Wanakee. Grayson Dunn and Colin Harrington, both of the Eagles, shot rounds of 77 to finish in the top 10. Garrett Middleton was just a stroke back at 78 for the Eagles. Wild Rock Golf Course was the site for the Division II Wisconsin Dells Regional. Winneconne finishes first with a team score of 155. Adams Friendship was second, and Ripon got the tie-breaking victory over Berlin and Wautoma to move on as a team. Wisconsin Dells was seventh, and Portage ninth. No individual qualifiers from those two schools. Sauk Prairie will be the site today for the WIA sectional track and field meets. You can see the full list of who's going to be competing there for that event, again, at WIAWI.org, and also baseball regionals. And baseball regionals get started around the area today as well. The Baraboo Thunderbirds, the 11 seed, will be traveling to Lodi. 5 o'clock is going to be the first pitch for it. Winner will move on to face number 3, Mauston. You also have number 5, Portage and Richland Center meeting tonight. Sauk Prairie and Wisconsin Dells will play this evening, with the winner moving on to face Reedsburg, and Mount Horeb and Adams Friendship also competing there in Division II for Sectional 3. And again, full brackets and details, WIAWI.org. And in addition to all of that, tonight for the Thunderbirds, the soccer team is going to be hosting McFarland at Beryl Newman Stadium. 7 o'clock is the start time for it. Reedsburg soccer going to be at Lodi tonight at 6:45. Sauk Prairie travels to Mount Horeb, and Portage will welcome Richland Center for senior night. That one gets started at 6. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the southwest at only about 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high right around 76. Hey, take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7.
7:48 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Ben Bromley also going to join us for Weekends Are Fast.
All the small things, true care, truth brings. I'll take one lift, your ride, best trip. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off, carry
them hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is about 10 minutes before 8 now. And Finn, we have to do some celebrating today. Of course, we're talking about our birthday list. And before we jump into the celebrity side of things, we'll remind you that if you are celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning, 355-9970. Now, Ben Bromley is waiting to tell us why weekends are best here in just a moment. So we're going to get started right away. And this is a good list of celebrity birthdays, by the way. Ryan Coogler, director of the Black Panther movies, as well as Creed, is celebrating his 38th birthday. That was a dude you never heard anything about. And then all of a sudden, he like blew up in Hollywood, and now he's one of the most sought after directors ever. Yeah. But, you know, when you put the Black Panther out, and number one and number two, I mean,
that'll do it.
Creed wasn't bad either, so I get why people want him to do their projects. Lane Garrison, who is Tweener on Prison Break, is celebrating 44 years today. Soap opera star who won the very first season of Dancing with the Stars. That was like 820 years ago now. Kelly Monaco is celebrating her 48th birthday. Jewel is also on the list today. Of course, in the 90s, she had a few big hits. You Were Meant for Me, Foolish Games, Who Will Save Your Soul. She is celebrating her 50th birthday today. Jewel is 50 years old, which is all you need to know. I know, it's crazy. And she still looks like she's 22, which is the even craziest part about it. I don't know, maybe that it's that Alaskan air or something. It's good for
gotta
the skin.
Gotta be something like
something,
that.
I have no idea. Ken Jennings, current Jeopardy host who once won 74 straight episodes and won more than $2.5 million. He is celebrating his 50th birthday today as well. Drummer for Radiohead, Phil Selway, is celebrating his 57th birthday today. We have H. John Benjamin on the celebrity list. He's the voice of Sterling Archer on Archer. He's also Bob on Bob's Burgers. He celebrates his 58th birthday. Now, do I remember this correctly? Is your Phoenix a fan of Bob's Burgers? Does he watch that show periodically?
He has converted all of us into Bob's Burger fans, so we all love it now. Yeah, he started out with it. He really liked it, and then he got his mom to start watching it. Now I watch it, so we it's a funny show. Well written.
I've watched a few episodes, and yes, I agree. It is funny. See, it's another one of those things where it's a series, and I haven't ever really been able to just keep watching it, but I should, because the few episodes I have seen, it made me laugh out loud.
Well,
that's hard to do with TV shows. Yeah.
And animated shows as
For sure. You know? Yeah. Because it's like I'm not 10 years old. I don't need a cartoon again in my life. I'm right there. Melissa McBride, Carol on The Walking Dead, is 59 years old today. We also have Karen Duff Duffy on the list. If you remember her, she was a former MTV VJ. She was also a Revlon model. She's now a chronic pain survivor, an author, and a certified hospital chaplain. She has a book out titled Backbone, Living with Chronic Pain Without Turning Into One. She is 62 years old today. Drew Carey is also celebrating. Price is Right host, of course. He also hosted the original run of Whose Line Is It Anyway back in the late 90s. Drew Carey is 66 years old today.
Whoa.
My goodness. I know, right? Leah DeLaria, who played Big Boo on Orange is the New Black, if you watched that way back in the day on Netflix, she is also 66 years old today. Mitch Albom, who is that Detroit sports writer, he made a fortune from his books Tuesdays with Maury and The Five People You Meet in Heaven. The sequel is actually called The Next Person You Meet in Heaven. He's also 66 today. And then we have a big one on this list, probably a legend in her own right. Joan Collins is celebrating. Of course, she was Alexis Carrington on the original Dynasty. If you've ever watched the reboot, Nicolette Sheridan actually plays the new Alexis Carrington. Not the same, even though I do love Nicolette Sheridan. Joan Collins, though, celebrating her 91st birthday today. My goodness.
Joan.
Like, it feels like she's been 91 forever, though, because we've been talking about Joan Collins for so many years. It feels like she should be much older than 91, just because we've talked about her for so long. And remember those epic fights that she had with Crystal Carrington?
Oh, man, how can you forget those? Wig pulling, yeah.
Oh, there was a lot of stuff happening on that
show.
Yeah. It really, really was. But yes, the queen herself, Joan Collins, 91 years old today.
Happy birthday, Joan.
Yeah. Yes, she's awesome. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, we make it easy. Just text us, 355-9970. You know, going back quickly to Lucky Penny Day, Dave Grant texted me this morning, and he said when he was a kid, he used to like to super glue quarters to the sidewalk and then watch people try to pick them up. Oh, heck being
not a kid. Just on April Fool's Day, but any random day.
Heck being a kid, that just sounds like a great thing to do now, even at the ripe old age of 45.
I like that idea.
Sitting there with an adult beverage, watching people try to pick up a quarter off the sidewalk. Oh,
come on now. That is some serious people watching right there.
That is entertainment for hours, I'm telling you. Quick look at the forecast right now. Mostly sunny today with a high near 77. Gorgeous weather. Get out and enjoy it if you absolutely can. Mostly clear down to 55 tonight. And you're going to want to relish in today because we have another chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. 76 for a high. Right now, it is 53. It is time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. Joining us in just moments from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. There we go. I'll get those words all together yet this morning. Ben Bromley, Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hosting a graduation bash? Let Pizza Ranch and Baraboo handle the catering. Call 608-448-2215 to book your delicious spread. Plus, don't worry about our ongoing construction. Our buffets are still running from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Come enjoy the all-day buffet while we work on the new fun zone at the Pizza Ranch in Baraboo.
It's time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM, and joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is Ben Bromley. How are you today?
A-okay, enjoying the sunshine.
Oh, I know. It feels nice to see some sun. We've had a lot of cloudy, dreary, and rainy days, and tomorrow looks like it's going to be no exception. So we'll enjoy what we can get while we have it, right?
What are you talking about? It's always beautiful and perfect here in the Baraboo area.
Except for Tuesday night. It was not beautiful and perfect.
And kudos to Corey and his team for tracking that storm for us all. That was good work.
They're pretty darn awesome, those storm chaser guys. And, you know, I'll give my husband some props. He can, like, actually talk about weather a little bit.
He gets something right every now and then.
Yeah. Every now and then. We've got to give him a little credit where credit is due. Now, we have a full weekend of activities and a whole lot of live music to take in during this Memorial Day weekend. But this is a full calendar. Where do we want to start here this morning, Ben?
Yeah, so real quick, I want to put in a plug for something that's going to start this evening. So out at Venaboo Hill, they have their Coastly Garden Eatery and Tap Room. On Thursday nights, they do live music from 5 to 9, and tonight is the debut of that. Now, you and I may not hit on that every week as the summer calendar gets so crazy, but we want to let people know there's live music out at Venaboo Hill, which, as you and I have discussed, is a gorgeous venue off Highway A.
Yeah, so definitely check that out. Now, that's really just the start of things that are going to take place this weekend. So as we move over into tomorrow, let's start right here at the top. What do we got on this calendar starting tomorrow?
Well, sure, we do have a little shopping for folks to do. Outlets at the Dells is one of our fine chamber members. This is something going on all weekend. They're doing Memorial Day sidewalk sales. They're calling it a grand reopening. Okay. They've got a lot of new stores there. 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., check that out, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I think Monday. I'm double-checking.
Yes, right there on the
Monday
calendar.
As well. There you go.
I was just out there last night. We had puppy training out there because that's where we'd like to train our pups so that they, you know, learn how to deal with actual people and real life situations. And they were getting ready. The stores were getting ready. There were tables going up. There were some decorations going up. And you can tell it's going to be a fun-filled weekend out at the outlet at the Dells. Now, we mentioned we have a lot of live music. And that really, I mean, it kind of starts tonight out at Venaboo Hills. But then it just kind of takes off the rest of the weekend, including tomorrow. So what else do we have on this calendar?
Exactly right. So tomorrow night we have Matt Schmidt performing at Broken Bottle Winery from 5:30 until 8:30. We also have Wonderlust, some local youths make up Wonderlust. They're going to perform at